Welcome back. This is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea, back with another podcast. And today I was inspired by T. Harv Eker's Secret of the Millionaire Mind cards, where it's a pack of 50 cards. And every day I pick a card just to refocus my thoughts and my goals and what I aspire to be. And one of the cards that I picked said, "Let go of playing the victim." And it brought to mind that we spend a lot of our time playing victim, not owning up to things, not taking responsibility. And it's important for us to take 100% responsibility in our lives and stop playing the victim. Stop having this victim mentality. And you have a lot of people that play the victim just to manipulate either situations or people around them. You know, some people play the victim to seek attention or even to divert attention away from things that they have made, that they have done wrong. Or they play the victim for, or they play the victim to solicit sympathy. There are many different reasons that people play the victim. But I think if you stand up and you take responsibility for your actions, if you take responsibility for your life, that you will end up getting the attention and the respect that you so crave when you play the victim. And sometimes people play the victim for stupid things. And it's like, come on, really? Can't you just stand in your truth and not try to manipulate people just to get things to go the way that you want it to go? That you have to play the victim so that you can get things to go your way? It's just unbelievable how low some people will stoop just to get what they want when they play victim. In today's podcast, if there's one thing you remember, just remember to let go of playing the victim. Let go of that victim mentality and be the victor that you are meant to be. Once again, this is Alicia Lucky Lady at Sea, and I'm currently on the Mississippi River heading up to New Orleans. Looking forward to a wonderful day in New Orleans tomorrow. And you can reach me via email at luckylady@sea@gmail.com. And you can send me your comments, or if you want me to talk about something in my next podcast, don't be afraid to drop me an email. It's been wonderful sharing my thoughts with you today. And I hope you all have a wonderfully fabulous day.